adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Lewd Bandit. The bandit, Heck Dover, was smart. Too smart for his own good. Passing himself off as a respectable cattle rancher in Ballard County, Heck and his henchman, Waldo Dane, got away with robbery and murder for a long time. But when they came up against the Cisco Kid, the very device Heck used to throw off suspicion backfired. As our story opens, the two bandits, masked and with drawn guns, are lying in wait behind some big rocks at the top of Oak Pass.
Here comes the stage, Heck. Just rounding the bend down below.
And I better sprinkle on some more of this perfume.
Oh, keep that blasted stuff away from me.
You seem to forget, Waldo, that this blasted stuff is our protection. I use it purposely to mislead people, especially that dumb sheriff. Perfume and all this finery I'm wearing throws him clean off the trail.
Well, I'll admit nobody'd ever think Heck Dover was the dude bandit. The way you carry on about anybody that looks like a dandy, you're the last man they'd figure.
That's the way I planned it. Tonight we'll go into the cafe again, Waldo, and listen to those fools wonder who the dude bandit is. I like that.
Stage is getting nearer.
I guess I'll slap some more perfume on the sleeve.
Hey, take it easy. Some of that stuff come over onto me.
That won't kill you.
You splashed some of it right onto my shirt. Here, smell it.
What of it? The air will carry it away in a half hour or so. Now shut up and get ready. Take a look and see if anybody's riding shotgun messenger.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Sam Duffy.
That's bad. Duffy's trigger happy. Might have to gun him down. Who's driving?
Jack McAllister.
Another trigger happy hombre. Look close to your guns, Waldo. When I stop the stage, get to the head of those horses.
Right.
And if Duffy or McAllister make a motion for their guns, don't take chances. Let them have it plumb center.
This is a beastly ride, sis. All this dust, my clothes will be ruined.
Well, you will insist on dressing up. Even out here. So don't blame me. You were the one who wanted to come west. I certainly didn't.
Oh, we were spending all the money Father left us. Also, his will specified that we set aside a certain amount to buy a cattle ranch with and live on that ranch for at least 2 years.
You sure you did set aside enough, Bob?
Well, got it right in my wallet inside my coat. And outside of a few dollars down in one of my boots, that's all we've got. Oh, well, we'll make out, Sally.
All right, hold them horses. Get your hands up.
Oh, my heavens, Bob. It's a holdup.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Watch it. They're going for the guns. Let them have it. I got them both, the driver and the shotgun rider.
Oh.
All right, you two, come out of there.
Oh, now, look, please.
I'll talk to him, Sally. If this is a joke...
Come on.
Yes, all right, all right. Don't try to argue with him, Bob.
Well, nice young lady and an eastern dude, huh? Why didn't you pick a real man for your husband, ma'am, instead of half a man?
Half a man, huh? Put down that gun and I'll beat your head off.
Oh, Bob, no, no. He's my brother and...
All right, get your hands up. Turn around. Hey, partner, see if that dandy's got a wallet on him.
Sure will.
This is an outrage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, here's a wallet. Nice and fat, too.
Look, that's all the money we've got. Please let us keep it.
Sally, don't give him the satisfaction. We'll get those thugs later.
Spunky little rooster, ain't you?
Say, this gal's wearing some jewelry. How about it, partner?
No, let her keep it. I got a weakness for pretty gals like her. Now, you two stand right where you are. We'll be watching you for 5 minutes from behind them rocks. Let's go.
Steady, sis, steady. I think they've gone.
The driver and the other man...
Both dead, I guess. I'll see. You stay where you are. Yeah, this one is.
Oh.
And so's this one. Well, those two scoundrels. But we've got a clue to them, Sally. That perfume one of them is soaked with, I'll remember that.
What are you going to do, Bob?
Do? I'm going after them in this stage.
Oh, Bob, don't be crazy.
Crazy nothing. They've got our money. Get inside the stage, Sally. We're going after those thugs starting now.
This is a good country, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. It's very good country. And you and I know much more about it now than we did 4 days ago.
We ride all over the place, Cisco. Why we not go into the town, huh?
Because we are here at the request of the United States Marshal, Pancho.
Oh?
To try to help capture this dude Bandido.
Uh-huh.
When we do go to town, it is possible we will find a clue.
We find a clue, huh?
And if we are going to follow that clue, we'll help to know this country. That is why I wanted to study all the surrounding territory before riding to town.
When we go to the town, Cisco?
Oh, later on this afternoon, amigo. Madre mia, Pancho, look.
Yeah, look like a stage to Pancho.
It is the stage. Should not be over here. Pancho, those horses are running away.
Drive it up on the boots, Cisco.
See, but he does not know how to handle those horses. Up there, look out.
Up, go, go, go.
Those runaways get into that rocky ground ahead of them. The coach will overturn and be smashed to pieces.
Anyone inside the coach, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho. Pass the diablo. Yeah, up there.
Go, 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 go. Now we gain him the runaways, Cisco.
Hey, take the other side, Pancho. Or take this side.
Here, Cisco.
Oh, oh, I tell you, oh.
Do not yell at the horses, senor. We'll only excite them more. All right, now, Pancho. Grab the reins if you can.
Yes.
Ho, ho. Steady now, ho, ho. Ho. Hey, I'll have to jump to the back of this horse, Pancho. You ride ahead of them. Try to slow them down.
Uh-huh.
Here I go. They have the bits in their teeth. It makes them straight. Steady now. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Wait a minute, Cisco. Next one down.
Uh-huh. Steady. Uh-huh.
Just in time, Cisco. Our three more gallops. Horses be in the rocks.
I'm very much obliged to you, mister. Excuse me. I better see how my sister is. You all right, sis?
Yes, I guess so. But if you ever do a crazy thing like that again, Bob Harris, I'll go back east. Even if those bandits did take all our money, there's no excuse for this.
I'm sorry. I guess I was too hot-headed about it.
Oh.
My sister Sally Harris, gentlemen. I don't know who you are, but...
I am known as the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero Pancho.
Compañero Pancho.
Buenos dias, señorita.
Buenos dias, tardes y noches.
Did I hear you say that bandidos had taken all your money?
All but a few dollars. They killed the driver and the shotgun messenger, and... Well, I just lost my head and started out after them.
Not a good thing to do, senor.
I should say not.
Can you give a description of these bandidos?
About all I know is that one of them was dressed fit to kill and reeked of cheap perfume.
Santos, the dude bandido again. I will drive the stage to town, senor. And on the way, you can tell me your story. Pancho, ride loco in and bring Diablo. We'll report to the sheriff and then make our plans to go after this bandido who smells of perfume.
There. Guess that washes all the perfume off me. Hand me that towel, will you, Waldo?
Yeah. Here you are. Now, I suppose you're going to put on them old cowhand duds, huh?
That's right. You better change your clothes, too, Waldo.
What for? I'll go to town this way.
Suit yourself. How much of a haul did we get?
Oh, about $6,000.
Not bad.
Pretty good, I call it. $4,000 out of the box. Rest from that young Eastern dandy. Hey, him and his sister might be at the cafe tonight, Hack.
Sure, they might. Be a lot of sport hearing them talk about the holdup.
Yeah, him being a dandy, that ought to give you a good chance to show how you can't stand dandies, Hack.
Just what I was thinking. Well, we've done a good day's work, Waldo. Now we'll have a good evening celebration.
I'm glad you come right to me with this story about the stage holdup and those young people being robbed, Cisco. But that blasted dude bandit, I got to admit, I don't know what to do, Cisco. I don't know where to start.
Are there no tracks at the scenes of these holdups?
None that I can find. The critter's smart. All his holdups are on mighty rocky ground.
Rocky, the place where we stopped the stage today.
And there is no one around here you suspect?
Nope, not a soul. I ain't got a single lead out of maybe 10 holdups.
Except for the perfume.
Yeah, and the fact that the dude's a fancy dresser.
At least that is something to go by. Pancho and I must get over to the cafe now, Senor Sheriff. We have invited Senor Bob and the Senorita to have supper with us.
Yeah, if you run across any clues, Cisco, let me know, will you?
Si, we will.
Cisco will find clues, Sheriff.
Well, I hope he does, but I wouldn't count on it. Well, so long, boys.
Hasta la vista, Senor Sheriff.
Hasta la vista, Senor Sheriff. Pancho, I think that sheriff likes to work too hard, Cisco.
May be that he is lazy, Pancho. Yeah. Or it may be that he is discouraged. Well, he was nice enough to us.
Oh, si, si, he nice enough, Cisco. That not catch the bandidos, though.
True, it does not. But we will take one thing at a time, amigo.
One thing at a time.
The first thing for us to do is to try to cheer up the young senor and his sister, the senorita.
Si, Cisco. Pancho cheer up the young senor and Cisco cheer up the senorita, no?
Oh, I was not thinking of that, Pancho.
The pretty senorita.
I see.
Yeah.
And here's the cafe, Chico. Yeah, they're here waiting for us.
Yeah.
Over to this table, Pancho. I hope you have not been waiting long.
We got here just a few minutes ago, Cisco.
Does anyone mind if we sit at a table farther away from the counter? There are two men standing at the counter. They've been looking at Bob and me and talking. I don't like their looks.
Well, there's no law against anyone looking at anyone, sis.
I know, but I'd feel more comfortable at another table.
Anywhere you choose, senorita.
There's a good table over by the wall, senorita.
Oh, fine.
And Pancho, go pull out the chairs.
You go with Pancho, Bob. I want to talk to Cisco for a second.
All right.
Si, senorita?
When those men walked to the counter, Cisco, they walked right past us. And I smelled some perfume. The same kind I smelled at the holdup.
Are you sure of that, senorita?
Positive. I didn't tell Bob because he's so hot-headed. He might have gone right after the two of them.
I'm glad you told me that. As for going after them, we will not have to do that, for they are walking over this way now.
This is a good chair, senorita.
Oh, thank you, Pancho.
Senor Bob sit here, and Cisco sit here, no?
I will sit down in a moment, Pancho, after I find out what these hombres want.
Uh-huh. Quite a fancy dad, ain't he, Waldo?
Yeah, he sure is, Hank.
You two hombres, go about your business.
Now, please, don't make a scene in here.
Wouldn't think of it, ma'am. We country fellas are kind of dazzled by this young dude's clothes.
I said go on about your business.
When Cisco look like that, look out, hombres.
Cisco? The Cisco kid?
Si.
It's all right, Cisco. I'll take care of these two thugs.
No, Senor Bob, wait.
No point in waiting. Nobody insults me that way without ping.
Oh, good heavens, Bob.
Stay with the senorita, Pancho. Si. I'll help Senor Bob.
Shoot out that light, Swallow.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. Give us a hand there.
They got a gang with them, Cisco.
Follow me. I can see nothing in here.
Grab that dude, boys.
All I can do is just swing and see what I hit. You can play that game, Cisco, and I'm swinging with a chair.
Oh.
I got Cisco, Hack.
Yeah, and I'll get that fancy dad. All right, now let's get him out of here.
Do not get him out of here, you bang.
Let's take that eastern dude with us, Waldo. I got plans for him.
So the first round of the fight between Cisco and the Dude Bandit goes to the latter. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Dude Bandit. As we return to our story, the two bandits, Heck Dover and Waldo Dane, after shooting out the lights in the cafe, made an attack upon young Bob Harris, who, with his sister Sally, has come west to buy a cattle ranch. Cisco at once went to Bob's aid, but unable to see in the darkened room, was struck down with a chair. Now...
Get a lamp on it!
Cisco, Pancho, are you all right?
I think so, senorita. Even though my head feels as if it is coming off.
Pancho's head feels the same way, Cisco.
Oh, here, let me help you up.
Gracias, senorita, but I am all right now. Your brother, did those hombres take him with them?
Oh, I guess so, Cisco. They must have. Oh, I wish we'd stayed in the east where we belong.
It's not like this all the time, senorita. The sheriff comes, Cisco.
Somebody told me there was a riot going on over here.
For a time, that is what it was, sheriff. Tell me, do you know two hombres called Heck and Waldo?
Why, yeah, sure I do, Cisco. That'd be Heck Dover and Waldo Dane.
What kind of hombres are they?
Oh, they're all right. Heck runs a cattle ranch a little ways out of town. Waldo's his foreman. Once in a while, they hoop it up here in the cafe, but most of the boys do every now and then.
Well, they're not all right, Sheriff. They started a fight in here and took my brother with them when they left.
Oh, well, they just probably wanted to have a little sport with him.
That kind of sport is not funny to us, Sheriff.
And this bump on Poncho's head not funny neither.
Well, tomorrow, come daylight, I'll ride out to Heck's ranch and have a talk with him.
Tomorrow? What is the matter with right now, Sheriff?
Oh, it ain't urgent enough to go right now.
Senorita, tell the sheriff what you told me.
I smelled the same kind of perfume on one of those men I smelled during the holdup.
What, on Heck and Waldo?
Yes.
Guess you must be mistaken, ma'am.
Hey, the sheriff and I want to do the work, Cisco.
I can see we are getting nowhere talking to you, Sheriff.
Nowhere getting talking to you, Sheriff.
At least you can tell me where to go to find the rancho of this Dover hombre. Because regardless of you, Pancho and I are going out there tonight.
Lock up the young eastern dude, Waldo?
Yeah, he ain't hardly come to yet.
I clipped him a good one to shut up his yapping on the way out here.
You sure did, Heck. But I swear I can't figure out why you wanted to bring him here to the ranch.
There's two reasons. First, because I'm pretty sure he's got more money about him.
What makes you think that?
Fellas that dress the way he does back east generally got plenty of money.
Yeah, but I got all the money he had on him.
I don't mean that. I mean, he either had money sent on ahead or is going to have it sent. I aim to find out. Second reason is that he might remember us in that holdup.
What do you mean, remember us? How could he?
Because he's got brains. He's smart, Waldo. Maybe he could spot you from that rig you're wearing. You didn't change it, remember? Anyway, when we run up against an hombre like him, we're going to get him out of the way.
You mean you're going to kill him?
After I find out about that money. We'll give him time to recover his senses, then you can bring him out here and we'll finish him off.
Must be almost to the rancho of that Heck hombre, Cisco.
I would think so, Pancho, if the sheriff's directions are correct. He said to follow along this river, and the first place we came to would belong to Heck Dover. Ah, look there, Pancho.
What?
There's a house ahead of us. See the lights?
Lights on in the house. What we do now, Cisco, huh?
I think we had better leave our horses in these little grove of trees, Pancho. Walk to that house very quietly.
Might be a dog in the house, Cisco.
Well, that is a chance we will have to take.
Might be other hombres, too.
Si. Come, let us lead the horses into the grove. Come on, Diablo. Come.
Loco, into the grove now. Come on.
Ah, that is good. Ho, loco.
Be back soon, loco. Hasta la vista.
I'll make no more noise than you have to, Chico.
Pancho not make the noise, Cisco. Pancho be as quiet as the wings of a hoodie owl, no?
Bueno. First, we'll have a look in the lighted window and find out who is in that room.
And then we go in the room, huh?
I do not know.
No?
In a case like this, plans cannot be made in advance. We'll just have to size up the situation and act accordingly.
What accordingly?
Act as it seems best at the moment.
Oh.
Now, quieto. Huh? I'm nearly at that window.
Quieto. Heck hombre in the room, Cisco.
Si, also the one called Waldo.
No other hombres in the room.
But there may be others about the place, Pancho. Mm-hmm. There's no point in arousing them unless we have to.
Pancho not see Senor Bob.
No, he's not in that room, amigo. But I believe those hombres brought him out here.
Oh?
Senor Bob must be our first consideration. Let us get around to the back of the house.
If we not find Senor Bob, Cisco, what we do?
Then we will ask those hombres. We will ask in a way that will make them want to answer. We'll try this window here.
Uh-huh. This window dark.
Si. Now, if it is unlocked. Ah, bueno, it's unlocked. Señor Bob.
He not there, Cisco.
Wait a minute, Pancho. Huh? While we are here, I will light a match and make sure. Look, Señor Bob is in that room, Pancho.
Oh, you will tie up.
Si. Light this match and I will go into the room.
Why don't you go in the room too, Cisco?
You stay here and keep an eye out for someone who might surprise us. Mm-hmm. If you try to climb in that window, you might get stuck.
Pancho fat, but Pancho think he get through the window.
Better for you to stay here. Here are several more matches, amigo. Mm-hmm. Light them one at a time and hold them so as to throw a little light into the room.
Si, light into the room.
There. That is good. Now hold it like that. Now I will go in. No. No, he's alive, Pancho. Now cut these ropes from him first. And now this one. And there. Señor Bob. Shh. His eye. Cisco. Make no noise.
Oh, Cisco, I...
Shh. Can you sit up?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Those thugs beat me up, but I'm all right. I guess I fell asleep.
Pancho got a sneeze, Cisco.
No, Pancho, hold it.
Pancho, try to be...
Mother mia, that will do it.
Hey, did you hear that, Waldo?
Pancho sneezing.
Maybe that's a kid, but we better make sure. Come on.
Get out that window quickly, Senor Bob.
Pancho, come in the window.
No, Pancho, let Senor Bob out.
By thunder, it's a Cisco kid, Waldo. Come on, let's get him.
You have all the chance you want to get me over it.
Pull that gun, Waldo. Let him have it.
You will not use that gun while I can kick it out of your hand.
Hey, you coyote. Hey, Pancho, stuck in the window, Cisco.
Can I help you now, Pancho? I have my hands full right here.
And then some, you bastard.
Hombre, I like you even less than I like this one, which is not it. Ah! When I do not like any one, I try to get him out of my way like this.
Bueno, Cisco.
Maybe I can take care of this one, Cisco.
Do not try, Senor Bob. You have courage, but not this great pit. I think I can handle this hombre by myself. We will see.
Yeah, I guess you can. Yeah,
Cisco, right this come. Pancho, get on stop from the window now. Now, Pancho, on stop. No more window.
Whoa! Cisco, let me be some of the ranch hands. Lend me a gun, will you?
Sounds like the sheriff's voice, Senor Bob. Let us see. Ah, see, that is who it is.
I changed my mind, Cisco. I thought I'd better ride out here. Well, say, been having quite a fight here, huh?
No, Sheriff. Cisco go boom here, and boom there, and both hombres go boom, boom on the floor.
So they brought you out here, young man,
They did, Sheriff, and they beat me up plenty on the way.
Well, I guess we'll have to hold them to account for that.
You may hold them to account for more than that, Sheriff. I am going to search this house, starting with that closet. Bring me a lamp, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Come here, if you will, Senor Bob. Does this perfume smell familiar to you?
Yeah, that's it, Cisco.
Hit the lamp, Cisco, and get...
Hold that lamp closer, Pancho.
Si.
By George, there's my wallet down there on the floor.
And there is the green box of the express company.
Most all my money's here, Cisco.
Yeah, it's good, Senor Bob. Tell me, is that the shirt one of the banditos was wearing?
Yeah, that one there, the one that's all perfumed up.
Well, Senor Sheriff?
I don't know what to say, Cisco.
I do. Take these two hombres into your jail. I'm sure you will have no trouble getting them to confess to murder.
All I can say, Cisco, is that if it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't have got that money back.
You were the one, Senorita, who noticed the smell of perfume on that bandido in the cafe.
Yes, but you were the one who captured them and probably saved Bob's life, too. But I'm not going to embarrass you and say any more.
Tell me, Senorita, are you and your brother going to stay out here in the West?
Yes, we are, Cisco. We talked it over, and we've decided to try it for a year.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. And if you stay for a year, I think you will stay for good.
If everybody was like you, we would.
Oh, gracias, señorita.
No, I mean it. And just to prove that I do.
Si? Just to prove it?
Look down at me, Cisco.
Si?
I'm going to prove it like this.
Señorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Señor Bob and the señorita, nice young people, huh?
Si, Pancho, they are very nice young people.
They got a good education? Education, like Cisco.
Well, you could have had a good education too, amigo, if you had stayed in school.
Pancho stay in school, Cisco.
How long?
Almost all 1 year.
That is not long enough. Why did you leave, Pancho?
Pancho take a test, and the teacher gave Pancho a zero.
The teacher gave you a zero?
See, so Pancho go up to the teacher and say, Pancho not think he deserves zero, teacher.
And what did the teacher say to that?
The teacher say, I not think you deserve zero neither, but that the lowest mark I allow to give.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.